Welcome to the most forward-thinking, inspirational podcast in this reality. The show designed to challenge everything we've been taught. If you've ever felt there had to be more to life, more to existence, then you're listening to the right podcast. Time to open your mind and dive in.
This is the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast.
And here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Today, it's just me. It's just wonderful old me having a conversation with wonderful old you. I am wearing my red hat in a nod to a very dear friend. Today, I want to talk to you about you and how you choose to view you in this ever-growing cityscape of wonder that we call this world. The further down the rabbit hole you go into how you see what you see and what you choose to perceive and how you're able to... I mean, it's funny to think we have this idea in our head of what this world is and what this reality is. We often don't allow ourselves to comprehend that this idea has been put in our head. And the craziest thing in the entire world is when you really get into the rabbit hole, you start asking questions like, what is my head? How am I supposed to have an idea in my head if I don't even know what my head is? Now, of course, the standard answer is, you dumbass, your head is the thing on top of your body. It's where the hair grows out of if you're lucky enough. But is it? The theory that we're in a place and having an experience and doing all this stuff and the indication that your brain is responsible for everything that you see. So you're saying the thing inside me is the thing creating the illusion? And if it's creating the illusion, then how is it part of the illusion? Because I'm aware of it. And if I'm aware of my brain, what's really becoming aware of what it's aware of? Now, if you're high at this very moment in time, listening to this show, which I've been told a lot of people do, I think I may have just broken you. If you're not high, what I'm saying doesn't make any sense at all anyway. Although it kind of does and it kind of resonates and it's kind of fucked up. Your brain is inside you creating the illusion that includes your brain, which is inside you, which is part of the illusion. How can the illusion create itself? I don't know. But that's some serious, serious next level business. However, when we do get started down this path, I'm attached to something. That was weird. My head almost fell off. The very head that my brain is in, that the illusion is... Oh God, I'm going crazy. It's late night. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm recording this on April 1st. This is not an April Fool's Day podcast. It won't even be uploaded for another couple of days, I don't think, because there's a few things I've got to get done. I'm going to be out of town, and I'd like to, you know, space these out. But I haven't been the greatest at spacing them out. Sometimes I'll go a month without doing a show, and then I'll bang out 10 in a row. On that very note, there's no... true key to anything that you have to do other than consistently stay consistent. And somebody would say, well, it's not very consistent if you're not doing it every week. Man, this is episode 287. And since the day I started, probably 5 years ago, I have consistently put out episodes. Consistently. I mean, they're just coming. I didn't start at 287. I think my checkbook did. It's just a wild thing. So consistency is absolutely key. But now, when you, before you get to the, what is my brain? What is this illusion? Where am I? What am I doing? There's this part of you. At least there was a part of me that really hated who I was. And why is that even a thing? Why am I stuck here if I'm the curator and creator of the illusion? Why do I hate me? And even if you're not there yet mentally, even if you're still third dimensionally thinking and rudimentarily thinking about this world, this reality, this realm, this floating space ball in infinite nothingness that is forever expanding, but also will soon retract back into absolute nothingness. Oh, the universe. It's tripe. Now, I know as well as you know that I'm all over the place this episode, and I'm thankful that you're bearing with me, because this is going to be one of those episodes where I'm just going to jump. I'm jumping everywhere because this is a brain dump episode. This is just thoughts inside my head that need to come out. But a lot of it does tie into your past, which is fundamentally how we started this show. Do not be a prisoner of your past. And for me, I spent so much time viewing myself through the lens of my own trauma that it's so weird for me to hear a compliment or for somebody to say to me, I remember you from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I remember you from high school. You were a nice guy. You were kind and caring. And then there's me, who just so abruptly beat himself up constantly and was just so filled with self-hate that I'm like, how can anybody see anything other than the hatred that's in me? I hid it, I buried it, I demonstrated something other than what was inside me to the outside world. Now, if I want to tie that into what I started with this podcast in, every ounce of all of that was me playing a mind game with me. And when you really, truly dissect it, I'm still doing it. I'm sitting here having a conversation with you, the listener. But am I? Are you out there? Are you really listening? Or am I just talking into a microphone and pressing a few buttons? Am I sitting in a nut house somewhere in a different reality, banging my head against a padded wall? Truth be told, there's absolutely no proof that this reality is real or that I'm not banging my head against a padded wall in some crazy loony bin. The illusion that we live in is forever, and it is deep, and it is magical. And you, yes. Yes, you, Susan, you're the one that's in control. You are in control of everything because you are viewing it. Every single individual listener right now, I'm talking specifically and directly to you. You're the one who has always been in control. You're the one who has always been the perceiver of your universe. You're the one who created the terrible things that you went through so that you could overcome the terrible things. What does this mean? Does it mean I'm a bad person? Does it mean I'm this? Does it mean I'm that? It doesn't. It means that you're testing yourself to see what you're willing to put up with. It means all the terrible things that quote unquote keep happening are telling you to move. All the horrible thoughts that you have about yourself based on the experiences that you've had. These things are doing their best to help you shake, rattle and roll, and get out of that position. All the great things that are happening to you right now are a result of the effort that you're putting in, are a result of the moving and shaking. I sit here myself in a position where I truly hated me, and it reflected on how I interacted with other people. My 20s in my opinion, could have been handled better. But it all stemmed from self-hate. And every ounce of everything I ever did created a version of me that never, ever wanted to go through that again, experience that again, live through that again, put myself through that again, put anybody else through the experience of me that way again. I take full responsibility of who I was. And as I sit here, I can say I'm kind of proud of who I was in the sense that I'm very familiar with who I am now and just how mean I was to me. And they say to people, never give somebody a hard time. I never shoot somebody down or anything like this because you never know the battles that they're facing or fighting. And if you find somebody who needs to be a dick to you publicly, privately, online, this person is a fucking coward. If somebody needs to be an asshole to you, this person is a fucking coward. And I state that emphatically, and I use the F word emphatically, because that's who that piece of shit is. Now, how dare I say that somebody's a piece of shit? Even though we all kind of know they are. That person was once treated like trash. I call them a coward because they refuse to come face to face with themselves. You will see some very aggressive men, women, children pointing at everyone else when all of the answers are within. Who you are comes from the brain. The brain, the heart, the soul, the stomach, your gut brain, your heart brain. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the ego, the id, the higher consciousness. Oh my God, the trifecta. There is no truth, no rhyme or reason to anything that we are experiencing. There is, however, a pattern. And when you start spotting the pattern, you no longer have to blame anyone or accuse anyone. If somebody wants to be a dick to you, it's no longer about them being a dick. Let them be broken. It's not up to you to stop them. It's up to you to see them with your healed eyes and not engage their broken behavior. Unless, of course, you want to engage their broken behavior and pieces and aspects of you every single time you encounter anyone that's ever going to shun you, shit on you, or do whatever to you. That negativity, it's designed to trigger you. And your triggers are designed to show you that there are aspects of your shadow that you can still work on to become a better version of you. We're living in a world right now where the government has massive overreach in both Canada and the United States, and I'm assuming across the world. We have fraudulent wars. We have bridges being blown up. We have all of this chaos. You turn on the news, it's trash, 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 evil, death, stab, stab, no more kittens in a tree. It's absolutely chaos. And you think to yourself, why would I try to do anything or be anyone in a world that's absolutely collapsing? Because the news has told me it's collapsing. Therefore, there's nothing for me to do. But the truth is, you can turn off the news and that shit goes away. You can turn off the social media and all the fucking tripe goes away. Now people will say, hey, you could also stick your head in the sand like a fucking ostrich. That doesn't mean shit's gonna go away. Bro, whatever you focus on, whatever you give your energy to, miraculously and magically manifests. May not be immediately, but it will certainly manifest inside your lifetime. The chaos that you're seeing in the news and the media is designed specifically to get you to turn it the F off. It's irrelevant, it's unnecessary, it's tripe, it's garbage, it's jargon. But what does it do? It steals your energy. Energy you could be using to create positivity. But why would you create positivity when the news exists? I'm just one man. There's nothing I can do about the situation at hand. False. Falsetto. Incorrect. That is not right. We are cosmic and conscious creators. Our pain forces us to seek joy. The joy that we feel causes us to seek new patterns, new paths, new growth, new information. The news is what we thought was information at one point, so we're basing our lives around the news. 20 years ago, maybe that was a thing. Right now, it is trash. 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 Trash media, trash. Fear, fear, trash. Death, fear. Fear. Be small, do nothing, trash. Give all your power to us, we're the government. We're here to help and save you. Man, the government is implementing this bullshit right now where it's like, you can't afford this, you can't afford that, everyone's going into solvency. I know so many people that are in credit card debt right now, or in debt, or in financial trouble, because things just turn so fast. And guess what's going to happen? Well, there's going to be bailouts. We're here to help. Here you go. Make an entire population reliant on one source. They will never truly understand that they can do it themselves. Money's fake. Follow the money is a bullshit fucking statement too. Follow the money for what? Nobody cares about money. Every single person that's got all the money in the world is part of the group of people that invented money so that you and I hunted money instead of purpose. It was the ultimate distraction. It still is the ultimate distraction, and it's collapsing all around us. Every single game of Monopoly ends when one person has all the money. Then what happens? Well, we start again. So fucking what? Here, whoever wants it, Bilderberg, Trilateral, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, take it. Fuck it. You can have it all. Here's all the money in the world. Now shut the fuck up and let us live our lives. There's a lot of passion in this episode. Right? This episode was supposed to be about your path, your past. But honestly, it became clearly what I needed to say. And this happens a lot when I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to get out there and just spit hot fire. Dial in. Do you know that's a real guy? Anybody remember that skit? That Dave Chappelle skit? Name your top five rappers. Dial in. Because I spit hot fire. Apparently that guy's like really, really bummed about the skit. He goes, I never said any of that. That was never me, but it ruined my career and I can't have it. I look at this shit and I'm like, fuck, it's so weird how things can just tie themselves into whatever and you can literally see and perceive anything that you want to see. Nobody's right and nobody's wrong. Everything is just exactly what it is. And you're the one common denominator in everything you've ever observed. It has always been you. And that's fucking wild. When you truly allow yourself to comprehend the fact that everything that's ever happened in this universe, in your universe, because your universe is different than my universe, every single thing that's ever happened in your universe, the one common denominator between all of it, when you tie all of it together, the one common denominator is you. You're the one entity that perceived all of it. And with your perceptions, you formed an opinion. And with your opinion, you engaged other entities who had the same opportunities as you, let's say. Opportunities to observe, right? I can hear some people, not necessarily in this crowd, but anyone that's trying to, you know, rip us apart, be like, hey, not all of us had the same opportunities, okay? We're all just blah, 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 blah. We got all these people out there that just fucking want to fight. They just want to fight. Why do you want to fight so much? Why does everybody want to fight? Can't we all just get along? I look at this and I think to myself, this animosity, this tension was trained. As much as I was trained to hate myself, I was trained to hate me. I was raised to understand that I was never fucking good enough. Never good enough. And guess what? I allowed myself grace. I said, hey, this ain't on anybody but me. And you know what? Motherfucker, I am good enough. I'm great. I'm super content with who I am. The business that I've produced, the amount of work that we've put into this, the growth and change and accomplishment that came from just turning around and going, fuck this, fuck you, I'm doing it. was beautiful. And then the game truly began when you were able to look back and go, look what I have accomplished. And I'll tell you, when you've got a shit mindset, you accomplish shit and you point the finger. Nyah. When you've got a great mindset, you achieve everything you've ever wanted to achieve one by one, piece by piece, inch by inch. That red hat nod at the beginning of this episode, to tie that in full circle, is an amazing achievement and connection moving forward in my life that I never, ever thought I would ever see. More on that later. You never believe that you're good enough, so you never do things that make you good enough. And you could say, hey, I was told that I wasn't good enough. Yeah? Fuck them. I'm telling you right now, right fucking now, you can do anything you've ever wanted to do. You just have to understand how it works. You have to see the patterns. You have to want it, and you have to be willing to be completely indifferent in how it shows up. You just have to stay consistent. I know, easier said than done. What are we here? It's 2024. 11 years this company has been in existence. 11 years of me perpetually doing my best to get going. And that doesn't mean I was running 110% for 11 years. It means on that day that I woke up, I did my best. And sometimes my best was literally not getting out of bed and having somebody bring pizza to my bed. That was my best on that day. And other days, we cash out on things like $100,000. Three or four clients come in all in the same day. I did my best every single day. I stayed consistent every single day. Every single voice in my head that said, you're a fucking piece of shit, gone. Gone. Everything that ever told me no, gone. Do I dabble? Do I fight? Do I battle? Yes. Do you? Yes. Why are we all here listening to this show right now? Because we've got something that we all want to overcome. I share my story openly, and that is liberating as shit. I share my story openly because I kept it to myself for years. And it's not even that hard to share your story, because I'll tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this show, I love and adore you. Our numbers are growing. Every day, our numbers are growing. And please don't stop sharing this podcast with anyone that you think it might benefit, because the more ears, the better. I never want to be famous. I never want to be a Joe Rogan. I never want millions of dollars for my podcast. I want the people that need to hear the message to hear the message. Nothing else. I'm empowered by this and by you. I've never met you. Well, I've met some of you. But this started with me talking into my cell phone and uploading it onto the internet. It seems strange and absurd in a world where everyone's so celebrity driven. And they've all got their attention focused on so many different things that there could possibly be any true truth out in this universe. And maybe I'm not true truth to some people. Maybe I am just another talking head. But my desires are, I want to say, as pure as possible. I have a past I believe I need to make up for, but not to anybody else, because it's not up to me to drag anybody else back through anything else that may or may not have happened. It's up to me to be the version of me that needs to show up today. The same goes for you. You are not responsible for all of the shit that went down in your past, whether to you or by you. You are not responsible. Sounds weird to say that, right? Terrible things happen to terrible people. Great things happen to great people. Great things happen to terrible people. Terrible things happen to great people. Things happen. We act on a way that is our upbringing. It is our raising. It is what it is. There's no There's nothing tethering you other than you to the you that you used to be. And I mean, we're coming up to the end of the show here because I don't like to go much more than 30 minutes, but I have to say that, you know, this prisoner of our past, this image, this essence, every single thing that you've ever experienced in your entire life, there are a select few things inside your life that you hate yourself for. And that hate taints the way you view what you view. But that hate is also things you'll never do again. Don't judge yourself for the things that you did when you didn't know, right? Don't judge 5-year-old you through 40-year-old you's eyeballs. Stop that shit the fuck right now. 10-year-old you, 15-year-old you, 20-year-old you does not deserve 40-year-old you's experience and judgment. Right? Look at a 20-year-old right now and watch them do dumb shit and be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Right? They're going to do it. You did it. It's over. Don't judge yourself. Let it go. Allow yourself the truth, the grace, the freedom to understand that you yourself are operating optimally right now and you want to move forward with integrity. The world around you is what it is. The world around you is for you to experience and to create contrast because you don't know who you are without them as contrast. The best way to find out who we are is to find out first who we aren't. And that takes more than one lifetime to figure out. Ladies and gentlemen, in the infamous words of Red Green, before I finish that sentence, if you've ever thought about podcasting, reach out to us. info@thementalmasteryalliance.com. If you've ever wanted to get your message out there, if you've ever known that you were destined for, if you want to do coaching, if you want some more of our time, my time, one-on-one, we have a couple spots available. Hit us up. Hit me up directly. Adam@thementalmasteryalliance.com. Hit us up on Instagram. Instagram.com/thementalmasteryalliance. We're there. We don't do too much with social media, but we do play around with the Instagram, and we are available to your emails. If you've sent an email and haven't gotten a reply, send another email. Again, we do our best to get back to absolutely everybody, but nobody's getting shunned. If you sent us a DM and didn't get a reply, send it again. There's 4 inboxes we sift through. And a lot of it, there's junk mail. There's so many bots on social media right now. It's absolutely absurd. If you haven't heard back from us on a DM, send another one. We want to talk to you. If you're feeling down and you just want somebody to talk to, send a DM. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now finish that sentence. Keep your stick on the ice.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mental Mastery Alliance podcast. Stay connected with us directly through the mentalmasteryalliance.com. You can also join the discussion on Instagram at instagram.com/thementalmasteryalliance. Let the team know you're listening by using the hashtag TMMA or tagging us at the Mental Mastery Alliance. To have your voice heard on the show, leave a voicemail or send a text to 647-338-1265. Long distance charges may apply. If you love us, leave us a review. If you hate us, you spend your time in weird ways, but also leave a review. Every review on iTunes tickles the algorithm, helping us grow. Until next time, unity over division. This concludes the most surreal portion of your day.
You got it, Pontiac.